In that first reading, wisdom is sought by this person and valued more than silver or gold, valued more even than light. And in her, wisdom is always feminine in the Old Testament. Sophia is the Greek word. In her is the very mind of God. In the wisdom literature, which is all kind of later in the Old Testament, you know, just a couple hundred years before Christ, wisdom is described as being so close to God that it's almost God. And the New Testament authors kind of pick up on that, and they suggest that maybe it is God. And they assign wisdom to the Holy Spirit, that this Sophia, this Old Testament personage, this attitude, this closeness to God is actually the Holy Spirit. And regardless, the whole Bible understands wisdom as a participation in the mind of God, to be drawn up into the way God sees reality and the way God loves reality. And riches beyond measure come from her. Not riches in the sense of wealth and possessions and things like that, but spiritual riches. Riches of the kingdom, you know, this transcendent kind of wealth that is beyond earthly wealth. So in the gospel, this man comes up to Jesus and he asks, "What must I do to enter into eternal life?" And so Jesus says, "Well, you know the commandments." And he says, "Well, I've been doing those since my youth." He's obviously seeking something more. He has the insight to understand that there's more than just obeying the Ten Commandments. It requires more than that. And of course, Jesus in the Gospels is always requiring more. Obeying commandments is like minimalism. It's like, I squeaked by. I didn't disobey any of the commandments. And Jesus is always saying, but what more did you do? What did you do for the poor? How did you show compassion to the needy? How did you allow yourself to be divinized, to be drawn up into divine life even now? And that's really what this man is asking. And so Jesus says, go and sell everything you have and give it to the poor and then come and follow me. And that's something we hear fairly often in the gospel. Let go of everything earthly and then come and follow me. And where is Jesus going? He's going to the cross and to the resurrection and the ascension and to the kingdom. And so that's where we're all headed. That's the question we're all asking. How do I access the kingdom even now? And so Jesus looks at this man and he loves him. But remember that second reading from the letter to the Hebrews suggests that the Word, which is Christ, is like a two-edged sword that cuts through bone and marrow. It's able to discern the reflections and thoughts of the heart. So Jesus, who is the Word, looks at this man, loves him because God loves unconditionally all of God's creation. Jesus never looks at anyone and hates them. He only looks with love. But when God looks at you that intently with love, it reveals something of your heart that maybe you weren't in touch with before. And so Jesus says it out loud to this man. You have many possessions, and that's your blockage. You're stuck on what you have, your material possessions. Let go of those and then come and follow me to the kingdom. Well, we're all in that same situation. We're all asking God in our daily prayer, how do I get to the kingdom? How do I access the kingdom now? How do I love you more? How do I allow my heart to be transformed into Christ the Word? How do I allow myself to be drawn up into the mind and the heart of God to see things the way God sees them? And when we ask that sincerely, God is eventually going to tell us what our blockages are. For this man, it was possessions. But for some, it's fear. For some, it's control and domination. For some, it's anger. Some, it's resentment and holding on to hurts. I mean, for each person, it's something different. But in our prayer, we need to be asking God, what is it that I need to let go of? What is blocking me? What is hardening my heart to keep you from entering in there fully? And he'll let us know. And sometimes when he lets us know, it's kind of surprising, and sometimes it's painful. But then the next question we want to ask in prayer is, Lord, give me the grace to let go of that. Give me the grace to let down those defenses. How do I open my heart more? What do I need to do? What do I need to stop doing? And eventually, the Lord will tell us. And that's the advancement into the spiritual life. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the three different levels of spiritual growth. And the first one is purgation, that we have to purge our life of those things that are blocking us from God. And in this case, the man's blockage was possessions. And so we ask the Lord, purge me. Burn away like floss, like dross. Purify me like silver or gold. Purge me of whatever is blocking me from your love and from my participation in your divine life.